This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The construction workers who fell into the water after a cargo ship smashed into a bridge in Baltimore were from Mexico or Central America. Two were rescued. Four are missing and presumed dead. The bodies of two others were found yesterday in a pickup truck under about 25 feet of water. Police Colonel Roland L. Butler Jr. says this has been a very tough mission for divers.
It took them a while to secure that vehicle properly, place airbags around the vehicle. Then it was very slow traveling to tow that vehicle to the shoreline. At some point, they realized that the water's depth would not support towing it all the way in. It was at that point the deceased were removed from the vehicle and brought to the shore, where they were placed in the custody of the medical examiner's office.
He was heard there on WMAR-TV in Baltimore. The funeral for former Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut will be Friday. He died yesterday due to complications from a fall. He was 82. The AP's Lisa Dwyer says he holds a special place in U.S. history.
Senator Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket with Al Gore in the disputed 2000 election.
Your choice is clear. Al Gore and I are the guys who are ready to do the job.
Lieberman was the first Jewish candidate on a major party's presidential ticket.
The findings of an investigation led by the AP show that over a decade, more than 1,000 people died after police subdued them through force not intended to be deadly, like physical holds, stun guns, and body blows. These deadly encounters happened in nearly every state and disproportionately affected Black Americans. President Biden's reelection campaign says a fundraiser tonight, also starring former Presidents Obama and Clinton, is raising a whopping $25 million. This is AP News. There's a new look at how much food we're wasting.
A new UN report estimates that 19% of the food produced around the world went to waste in 2022. That's a little more than 1 billion metric tons of food that could have been helped feed the hundreds of millions of hungry people. The biggest share of food waste, about 60%, came in households. Almost 30% came in food service operations, such as restaurants. The updated food waste index comes 3 years after the UN's first attempt to quantify the problem as part of trying to cut food waste in half by the year 2030. Besides leaving people hungry, food waste means needless greenhouse gas emissions and amounts to a misuse of the land and water required to raise crops and animals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow gained 477 points yesterday. The S&P rose 44 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.